Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good afternoon to all of you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Lisa Dent this afternoon, and it's 720 WGN. Psychologist and author Dr. John Duffy joins us now. He's written a couple of books, the most recent one, Parenting the New Teen in the Age of Anxiety. And boy, John, do we have the anxiety or what?
Oh, man, do we have the anxiety, Wendy. It's good to hear you. It's good to talk to you today.
Well, thank you so much. You and I had exchanged some emails and something we wanted to discuss today. I am a boy mom. I have two boys, I guess young men, 20 and 23. And there's something going on with boys and young men these days. Why don't you explain this to us?
There is. I realized about a year ago that I was seeing boys and young men on one day of the week and girls and young women on another day. That was just happenstance. But I realized the boys were and the young men were just struggling so mightily with hopelessness and kind of directionlessness in their lives, whereas the girls, though they were going through some of the same depression, anxiety, body image issues, attention issues, they kind of saw this line toward adulthood that gave them a great deal of hope. But boys suffer from major identity issues about, you know, who am I supposed to be in this world? Do I want the life my dad had? Do I want something different? Can I even afford that or do that? They lack an emotional vocabulary way too often. And so they're not able to kind of move through their emotional difficulties as readily as girls. And so they tend to check out more readily than girls. Like they tend to just kind of opt out and just kind of hang out in the basement, play video games, maybe smoke weed, do some things that are not particularly forward moving for them.
You know, I was reading an article that I found pretty interesting. During the pandemic, a lot of dads were working from home and they had more time to converse with their sons and they were able to connect on more of an emotional level. And it was very great because, you know, a lot of the men are working away from home normally and they don't have a lot of time to just sit and you know, talk. So during the pandemic, dads were home more. They were talking. Now men are back at work. It's not the same. They connected and now they're not connecting anymore.
You are so right. And I hear it from dads that, you know, like they really miss that time with their kids. And that father time for boys and girls is super important. And we miss it way too frequently. And so way too many kids are getting input from just parental input in every way from just moms and just having that other point of view and the approval or the advice from dad means a lot to both genders. And I think the fact that dads are kind of going back to pre-pandemic ways, not necessarily by choice, oftentimes by corporate decision,
right,
really sets us back as family units in a lot of ways.
Why do you think boys are having more trouble than girls?
I think part of it is we've seen some cultural change in favor of girls, really important cultural change, by the way, right? In the way of the Me Too movement and women's marches and things that really draw attention to the inequities between men and women, right? So I love that that's happened, and I can see the impact on some of the girls and the young women that I'm working with. A lot of boys come into adolescence feeling like, ooh, this is not my time. I think,
yeah,
I might be part of the problem. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah,
I best be sit down, you know, be quiet. And so they're not sure like what their role is, what their place is, what masculinity is. You know, so there's all these competing, you know, forces in their lives. And I think they're really having a hard time determining what their identity ought to be. What I hear from boys more than anything is we're just confused. We do not know where we belong here.
A lot of times when I say things to my boys, they call me cringe. I hate that. I think there's a proper time to communicate with a teen or a young adult. When is the best time to get their attention and not be called cringe?
Yeah, that's a good question, Wendy. There is recent research that kind of supports something I suspected for a long time. Oftentimes, we will try to catch our kids, like, at breakfast in the morning or, you know, like, texting throughout the day. Kids are, from the tween years all the way into young adulthood, they are more receptive to connecting with us, to listening, to having discussions at night. That is when they're really fully functioning and intellectually, emotionally, cognitively there. We've got kids starting school so early now.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish it was a couple hours later because they're not yet in the rhythm of the day. And by the time the sun goes down and, you know, it's about 7, 8, 9, or 10 o'clock at night, kids are usually willing to talk. And I encourage parents to experiment with that. Even if you're tired, this is where parents often opt out, is I'm too tired to have those talks. You've got to fire up for them, because if you engage your child at night, you might be talking to a completely different kid than you would have been talking to 12 hours earlier.
That is great advice. And we have about a minute left here, but we've been talking about this. I'm sorry, I'm really loving TikTok, but I'm over 18. If you're under 18, there might be some limits. What's going on?
Yeah, so they're talking about, you know, in a nod, because TikTok has not had the best PR lately, they're talking about taking the time that an under 18 person is allowed to be on TikTok down to an hour a day and kind of mandating that, like building it into the system. And I don't love this in large part because I'm a fan of TikTok. I think it does a lot of good things for kids that we ignore. And I think the regulations, I would prefer they came from inside the home instead of, you know, like kind of government mandated.
That makes so much sense. John, it is a pleasure talking to you. You can all go to drjohnduffy.com, and you are an author of two books, The Available Parent and Parenting the New Teen in the Age of Anxiety. When's the new book coming out?
So we should have another one out hopefully by the end of this year.
Really?
Yes.
All right. You got to let me know first, all right?
I promise you I will.
Okay, thank you so much. Dr. John Duffy, he's a psychologist and author and an all-around great guy, drjohnduffy.com. All right, we've got news coming your way and more show. I will tell you what it is in a few. It's 720 WGN. WGN.